Sean Power of Sean Power Fitness, of course, who's been joining us on the programme over the course of the last couple of weeks. So we're going to check in with Sean now. Sean, how are things?
How are you doing, Barry? I'm a bit nervous there. I said I won't be talking about the golf anyway. not my field.
Oh yeah, exactly. We won't be asking you any golf questions or anything like that. Just in terms of, I suppose we'll start off with my own weighing, because I weighed in earlier today and I'm actually 15 stone 7, so that's down 1 pound from last week. Was 15.8, started off with 16.3, as I was saying last week. A good couple of events, of course, have taken place. Had another event, unfortunately, last Saturday night, surprise 60th for the old fella, and you know, definitely missed a day or two's training after that, so it wasn't straightforward.
Yeah, but look, it's never a straight line. Life always gets in the way or happens for us. But you're after doing great. And even, I know last week you didn't get the weight drop you wanted, but then look at your performance then in the park run. So I think say when we started, you did it the first week and it was maybe 29 minutes. And then last week, if I'm correct, about 24 and a half minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly it, because I suppose when I spoke to you first, obviously I kind of highlighted that, you know, I enjoy doing a bit of running, obviously if I was fit and able. So, you know, weight is obviously the key factor for anyone running, because what I've noticed, I suppose, I was kind of going back a year and I would have been a stone lighter, and I was able to run a mile a minute faster. So obviously if you're doing, you know, 5 kilometres, you're talking 3 minutes of a difference. So weight is definitely the major factor, I think, for anyone that's own running.
Definitely, yeah. And like as you said there, if you're a kilo heavier, you have to carry that extra kilo for the 5 or 10 kilometres or whatever distance that you're running. But that at the start, that was one of your main goals, was the weight loss and to get back into running. And I think you've excelled there, like you've really hit your goals on that. So fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was delighted to see the PB listed to my name on the park run. So I look forward to, you know, continuing that going forward. Just switching our attention maybe elsewhere. Obviously, look, it's a very kind of busy time of the year now. Lots of people will be going on holidays and, you know, enjoying trips away out foreign and stuff like that. I'm sure you have some advice for people.
Yeah, so just kind of enjoy yourself would be the first bit of advice. Because a lot of us, we didn't get away the last year or two. So enjoy yourself is the first one, but don't enjoy yourself too much. Be an adult about it as well. A few tips, I suppose, if I could give a few tips on when you are on holidays, either in Ireland or abroad, would be just to move as much as possible, to get out, get your steps in, particularly early in the morning. You want to get out, just get outside in that fresh air. Move as much as possible, and like you're on holidays, you are going to be consuming more calories than you normally would. So my advice would be to, where possible, maybe even skip breakfast and fast till maybe 11 or 12 o'clock, even lunchtime. And what that will do is basically bank some calories, so you can eat more calories in the afternoon and in the evening, and you'll probably be having a drink as well when you're on holidays. You can get a workout in early in the morning as well. Usually early in the morning is best, because as you know yourself, if you leave it off, the later it gets, then the more likely you are not to do it. So getting a workout in, if there's a gym in your hotel or close to wherever you're staying, or if anyone is looking for a workout, just text me and I can get you set up on my app, and I'll give you a free body weight workout plan that you can do anywhere at home or while you're on holidays. It'll just take 20 minutes and then you have your workout done. So if anyone wants that, just drop me a text. No problem, I'll sort you out with that. So yeah, they're my I suppose big tips for it. Get out, get your steps in the morning. If it's possible, then you can basically skip breakfast and have first at 1 o'clock, and that's going to bank some calories then for the afternoon, the evening, and get your gym session in where possible. When you are having your meals as well, fill up on the veggies, fill up on the protein. It's going to keep you full for longer as well.
Yeah, brilliant stuff there, Sean. I'm sure that's you know, some great advice, because as I said, you know, really busy time of year now, and no doubt, you know, lots of people would be, you know, thinking about heading away on holidays and stuff like that, and not doing too much damage to themselves. And just in terms of your website, Sean, it's www.seanpowerfitness.com, and you know, plenty of information on that.
Yes, I have some blog posts up there. I even have some merchandise as well that went up a few weeks ago, and keep an eye out, because I'll be having more blog posts, and I'm always updating it as well, because I'll be running more retreats as well, and some more programs as well, especially coming into kind of September, October, when summer is over and the kids are back to school. People want to get into that routine of gym as well.
Yeah, talk to us about retreats. They seem like they're very popular things.
Yes, so I run retreats about 3 to 4 times a year. Obviously, since COVID, I've just run 2 this year. They usually take place in Galway, but I'm looking for somewhere in Youghal. So if anyone's listening and they know of any yoga studios or anywhere nice with some scenic views in Youghal that I run retreats, then please get in contact. Basically, we do yoga, mindfulness, we do different types of meditation and breathing exercises, kind of like Wim Hof style breathing, and we do sound healing as well, which is really cool, with the Tibetan thing. But I've done my training in that a few years ago, so yeah, it's a really, really relaxing day, and just kind of holding space for people and giving people a break from the busyness of life and giving them a chance just to relax and to breathe.
Yeah, great stuff. Look, and as I said, look, for more information, they can check out www.seanpowerfitness.com or check you out on social media, Sean.
So, Sean Power Fitness on Facebook, Instagram, and also have a closed Facebook group as well that I give more value and put up a lot more stuff for the people in that group. I think there's over 200 people in that group now, so if anyone wants to join that group, just pop me a message as well, and we can get you into that.
Yeah, great stuff, Sean. Look, Sean, we'll catch up to you next week for the sixth and final week, and I suppose we'll finish up for our listeners that tuned in to CRY 104 FM this evening and give them one final bit of advice or one push, I suppose, towards the right direction, because I know no doubt many people are just, you know, wanting and trying to take that step forward and, you know, lose some weight.
I think I said it before, but just do one thing, just get out and move as much as you can, especially long evenings. Just get out, get your arse off the couch and move.
Yeah, I think that's the best bit of advice you could give anyone. Sean, look, it was a pleasure speaking to you once again, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks a million, Barry. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff there, local man Sean Power.